Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of catching up to Achenu Shebi Yisrael, uniting us all together as we approach here in Chutz Laaretz, Parshios Chukas and Balak. The Torah begins, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chukah of the Torah. Now, why is Parah Aduma called Chukas HaTorah? Shouldn't it be more correctly be Chukas HaParah? Why is it a chok for the entire Torah? Sir Moshe Wolfson Shalita explains, in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Gedalia Shor, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that every mitzvah has a source in it that serves as the guf and can be found in the root of something that's in every single other mitzvah in the Torah. Parah Aduma is a chok, and so therefore, by definition, it's the root, a part of other mitzvahs that have chukim in them. There are certain parts of other mitzvahs that are just frankly unexplainable, and so by definition, where do those parts find themselves? Why do we have mitzvahs that have parts that are unexplainable? Answer, Zos Chukas HaTorah. It spreads itself throughout. Then we're told, after we read about the process of Parah Aduma, the Torah sums up the section, Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. This is the Torah when a person dies in the tent. And the Gemara in Brachas notes that the words of Torah can only be kept by someone who literally kills himself for it. As the Gemara says, "Ein divrei Torah miskaimen ela b'mi shememis atzmo ala." So, Rabbi Dr. Reuven Bolka Shlita, one of the great rabbanim psychologists in Ottawa, Canada, suggested that the Torah is telling us that while others wander through life seeking meaning in it, the Torah is that very way of life. Without Torah, life is empty, meaningless, directionless, and purposeless. So we read about the concept of Meimariva, and we're told, Yan lohem mantem bilakti sheni le'eni b'nei Yisrael, since you didn't trust me to sanctify my name, why is there no Kiddush Hashem in hitting the rock? Why does God get so angry at Moshe and Aaron? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shalita noted that there's a Yalkut Shimoni that explains that v'dibartam el ha'sela, speaking to the rock, which is what Moshe and Aaron were told to do, means to learn a perek, study Torah by the rock. So that would cry tears, which would later become the source of the water. So Reb Chaim adds that based on that Yalkut Shimoni, the Torah is teaching us that the Kiddush Hashem would have been to show the masses that Talmidei Chachamim lack nothing. And when Moshe and Aaron had to hit the rock, we saw that the Talmidei Chachamim did have a lack, and that lesson was lost. Bnei Yisrael tried to go through the land of Sichon, and Moshe asked, Eber be'artzach, let me pass through your land. And Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma that despite not needing to secure a peaceful permission, he was, after all, going in the way of God. Moshe sought one anyway, and Ramosha Feinstein's Zatzal noted that we see how important it is for someone to work on his midos. Moshe wasn't commanded to make the peace with Sichon, but his character demanded that he try to do so anyway. Excuse me, it was only when Sichon said no and started a war, so then Moshe and Israel needed to fight back, and so they did. We're told by in Parshas Balak, when we meet Bilam, we meet a new character, that even the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, were fascinated by, and they were very happy to have. Now, the question has to be asked, what type of person was Bilam? On the one hand, we get an impression, he's an Ish Elokim, he's a Navi. But on the other hand, we refer to him as a Rasha. How could he have been both? And moreover, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in this week's Perek contrasts the difference between the Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. Why doesn't the Torah draw a contrast between Avram Avinu and Bilam himself? So Marino or Rav Shechter, Shlita or Shechter would often remind us that some of the commentaries point out that when one would look at Bilam, one could be fooled to believe that he himself is the same type of person as Avram Avinu. Because he was a Navi, he dressed the part, he acted the part, and he spoke the part. You can only tell the difference between the two people when you looked at their Talmidim. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos warns us, Al tistakel ba'kan kan, ela b'ma sheyeshbo. Don't judge a person merely based on the externalities. And the same thing is true for picking a Rebbe to follow. Don't just look at his dress. Check out those who learn from him. When one is deciding whom to follow as his Rebbe, in fulfillment of the instructions in the Mishnah, Asei Lecha Rav, one must judge whether the rabbi in question is the right person in his inner core, based upon the Rebbe's Talmidim. This is a critical lesson in life. And we're told, Vayiftach Hashem es piyah ason, Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey. Why did Hashem open the mouth of the donkey? He created on Beit HaShemashos, on the Friday of creation. Why was it so important? So Rav Gifter Zatzal explains that the Torah is teaching us that people get so personally self-absorbed in materialism that they distance themselves from Hashem. They think they'll ride through life on the material self-absorption, or that which is referred to in the Torah as Chomer, Ches, Mem, Reish, throughout life. And so hence, Hashem created a mouth to the Chamor, Ches, Mem, Reish, the donkey right before Shabbos. The message here is, in order to reveal to a person, just when you rely on Chomer, or materialism, just know where it's going to bring you, and where it's not. It's not going to bring you to Olam Haba, because it's not real. It'll take you nowhere. So prior to Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, when you're leading into a time period that is Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha, when it's a taste of Olam Haba, the Chamor, the donkey, opens his mouth, and it speaks the truth, and it warns us, don't get sucked in. We're told, Heinam Kelavi Akum Ka'ari Yisnasa, they're like a nation that rises like a lion. And Rashi explains that this refers to the fact that as Jews, we don't sleep late. We get up like a lion to grab onto the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. Excuse me, Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal noted that other nations in the world show their strength in their military superiority. But we're different. We show our strength in the fact that everything we do, including our desires and our thoughts, all of that is dedicated to Hashem. Finally, one of the most incredible haftorahs comes from the book of Micha. And here we are told, Higir lecha adam ma tov. God only asks you for certain specific things. And what is it? Ki masos mishpat v'abas chesed v'atznei alechas emelokecha. That God wants us to do justice, love chesed, and walk humbly with him. And of course, Rav Avigdor Nevenzel Shalita noted that each one of these midos is the opposite of one of the midos of Bilam. Justice is the opposite of Bilam's practice, wide soul, his nefesh rechava. And that nefesh rechava does whatever it wants. Avas chesed, loving chesed, counters Bilam's aspect of ayin hara, that never wants to see something good in someone else. Hatznei aleches, walking humbly with Hashem, is the opposite of Bilam's haughtiness. Bilam, of course, thought he was so great, so wonderful. We have a responsibility in life not to think we're so great and so wonderful, but rather to proceed in a manner that shows that we all work for the fact that we want to do what is the Ratzon Hashem, the Am Kelaviyakum, and the Chariyas Nasa, and Bezos Hashem, speedily in our lifetime, we'll be able to meet him on his terms in his place, and Mimkomo, Uyifem, Barachamim. As we get ready for yet another wonderful Shabbos, I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom to all.